And this verse is one we all need to know. Now, I realize that what I'm saying may not apply directly to most all persons, but it does to a lot of people you know, maybe living with you in the same home you're in, your friends and neighbors and relatives, other relatives. And by our viewing it now, can be of help to you in dealing with them. The Apostle Paul did plead, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all, not just some, or most all, but that you all speak the same thing." Now, can you picture in the religious realm it being that way? We haven't seen it that way. All of our lives we've seen division. Many churches, different names, different methods of worshiping, different plans of salvation, different, all down the line. But that you all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions. I don't change it when I say that there be no denominations. Same meaning, no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly, that's completely, totally, not just on some things, but on all matters, perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. We might do a little wishful dreaming that it would be that way. And there'd be only the one church, the Lord's church, the true church, the church you read about in the New Testament, the one that Christ built, the one that is his spiritual body.